Organic Maps is the runaway community favorite today by score. 1,036 upvotes and 322 comments, which makes it the highest scoring story on today's front page. For people unfamiliar, Organic Maps is a free open source offline maps application for iOS and Android built on OpenStreetMap data with no advertising, no tracking, and no cloud dependency. You download your regional maps and the whole thing works without internet access.
The score and comment count suggest this is a rediscovery moment for a lot of HN users, or possibly a meaningful update that surfaced the app to people who hadn't encountered it before. The comments are overwhelmingly enthusiastic, people sharing that they switched from Google Maps or Apple Maps for international travel, noting the map accuracy in rural areas, praising the battery performance compared to network-dependent mapping apps. But there's also a substantive discussion about the sustainability model.
And that's the real tension with Organic Maps. OpenStreetMap data is a public good built by volunteer contributions. Organic Maps is free and open source. The team is small. The app has no revenue model beyond donations. That combination has produced genuinely excellent software, but it's also the profile of a project that can hit resource ceilings. The HN thread has people actively discussing how to support the project through donations, through contributing to OpenStreetMap directly, through code contributions.
From a business perspective, Organic Maps represents a category of value creation that market economics struggles to price. The total utility delivered to 322 people commenting enthusiastically, plus however many thousands are silently using the app, is substantial. The revenue captured by the project is near zero. That gap between value created and value captured is why public goods provision through volunteer communities is both admirable and precarious.
The real-time railwork map for Great Britain, signalbox.io, is a smaller story at 101 points and 43 comments. But it's the kind of project that I find genuinely delightful. It's a live visualization of train positions across Britain's rail network, rendered as a map that updates in real time. The technical challenge here is non-trivial. You're consuming live GPS and schedule data feeds from multiple sources, reconciling them, and rendering thousands of moving data points without the visualization becoming incomprehensible.
Britain's rail network is particularly interesting data-wise because it's a mix of nationalized infrastructure and private operating companies, all running on a shared physical network. The data pipeline required to track everything in real time involves interfacing with Network Rail's open data feeds, which have been progressively improved over the past decade. This is the kind of project that only becomes possible when public infrastructure operators commit to open data APIs.
Home Games is a story I want to make sure we give proper attention. Joseph, the developer, has been building an open-source game platform for 8 years, and the Show HN post scored 189 points with 47 comments. 8 years is a long time to work on a solo project. The platform at homegames.io provides a browser-accessible game environment with multiplayer support intended as an open alternative to commercial game distribution platforms.
The HN comments are warm and respectful toward the persistence involved, but they're also probing on sustainability and differentiation. What does Home Games offer that itch.io or browser gaming platforms don't? Joseph's responses in the thread are honest. The platform is built on specific technical principles around openness and accessibility rather than optimized for commercial success. And the 8-year development arc reflects a project built around intrinsic motivation rather than market validation.
The cellular automaton discovery. A researcher at Aalto University working through an art residency accidentally found a new cellular automaton while building something called Mr. Baby Paint, scored 189 points and 39 comments. Cellular automata are mathematical systems where cells on a grid evolve based on rules applied to their neighbors. Conway's Game of Life is the famous example. The accidental discovery angle is part of what makes this interesting. The researcher was building a generative art tool and noticed emergent behavior that didn't match known systems.
The intersection of artistic computation and mathematical discovery has a long history. A lot of fractal geometry was explored through aesthetic experimentation before it was formalized. The Aalto residency model, where artists and technologists share space, is exactly the kind of environment where these accidental collisions can happen. The blog post is written beautifully, and the HN comments include people attempting to replicate the cellular automaton rules, which is the community at its best.
The has not been viewed much piece by Will Wang, 337 points and 88 comments, is a reflection on a specific kind of creative work that exists on the internet without audience. Wang built something, shared it, and confronted the experience of making something genuinely invisible. The HN discussion turned into a broader conversation about the psychological experience of building and publishing without validation, and how that differs from professional creative work with editorial feedback structures.
There's a recurring theme today across multiple stories: the gap between creating something and having that creation connect with an audience. The blogging collapse story, home games, the has not been viewed much piece, and even the organic maps sustainability conversation all orbit around that tension. The internet made publishing frictionless, but didn't solve discovery or sustain the motivation to keep creating.